Good morning, dear world Kli. We are the 10, number 3 from Tel Aviv and Ashkelon 2. We have been rewarded to do the preparation for the morning lesson and to connect the hearts between us. Dear world Kli, we need to accept that we need to grow from the inanimate and then develop as a tree of the field. We need to implant the seed of the love of friends in the point in our heart, and then we will become a fruit. And the whole world Kli will be rewarded with love of others. And we will all be as one man in one heart. And we will be with love, connection, and development. Let us never forget that we need to serve the Creator always with joy. L'chaim. And now I'm moving it to Tal from Tel Aviv. 3 to you, Tal.
Thank you very much. You read it, you spoke very beautifully. Joy. We chose this theme for our preparation, because we know that friends, we get up in the morning and it's not always that what we have in our heart is joy, but here we would like to remind you who we are and where we're coming from, that every morning we lift ourselves from the dust, raising Shekhinah from the dust. We lift ourselves and we see before us a huge Kli full of devoted friends. They're all beautiful. They're all ready for battle. We're all in the same boat in our Arvut. For the first time, according to what I heard, there is such a great and directed Kli with such a dedicated, devoted Rav who knows the way. He's a continuation for a chain of Kabbalists. It's really for the first time that we have the ability to make a change, to change ourselves and get closer to this force that is managing us. And because of that, we have to be in joy. And you are our inspiration, the world Kli. Every day you live your lives in ways that are not simple at all, above reason. You are our inspiration. We look at you. We envy you. We would like that these changes will occur for you. And now we have the privilege to serve, to be grateful, and mostly to remind all the friends that the Creator is tending to us. He is the one who's passing us along. He does everything, and for that we have to be in joy. Because when we are in joy, we're grateful to Him, and He is also happy. So we came to plant joy in your hearts. And we came with fear, and mostly we would like to say that we believe that right now, at this moment, in this lesson, at this minute that we are entering the lesson, we believe that there is a very strong demand, and we truly have the ability to change, to ask of the Creator for this change right now. And that is our joy. So, we came to strengthen you, and now we will enter the preparation and read a source excerpt. Reader, please.
An excerpt from Rabash. A person should say that although he is in utter loneliness, meaning he is still immersed in self-love and still cannot do anything above reason, the Creator still gave him a thought and desire to engage in Torah and mitzvot, and has also given him some strength to be able to overcome the spies who speak to him and poke his mind with their arguments. And still he has some grip on spirituality. At that time, a person should pay attention to this and believe that the Creator is tending to him and guides him on the track that leads to the king's palace. It follows that he should be happy that the Creator is watching over him and gives him the descents as well.
And now we will have a question for an active workshop. How can we strengthen the friends now in order to enter the lesson with great joy? Again, how can we strengthen the friends right now in order to enter the lesson with great joy?
We enter this lesson with truly great joy, since we have another opportunity to connect together. Our way of bringing joy to the friends and giving something to the friends is always to give them an example, to always be here and to bring in to here a purposeful atmosphere. And in that connection between us, the joy that we're talking about will be revealed.
In order to strengthen the friends in the lesson, well, it's not enough to do it right now. Last evening we got together and we talked already about this lesson, and we prepared for the lesson so that we will come today more ready to connect, more ready to work above ourselves. And indeed, now, when we come, we feel that the entrance to the lesson feels different.
It doesn't matter what state any of us is in right now. One's up, one's down. The fact that we're once more in contact with the upper, through the Ten, through the Rav, through the sources, we received another opportunity that should put a lot of joy into us already. And let's add from us the effort as much as possible from every place.
Yes, this is something that we should always search for. Each one should search for it. How can he strengthen the friends each moment? And that disposition itself, this effort, will already bring us joy. Each one tries to make an effort to do something beyond his own forces, and that brings joy.
Listen, we were chosen from billions to be here this morning. We were brought once more to enter and assemble around our teacher, our giant teacher, and around this huge group for the sake of the goal. And how can you not be in joy, not be in gratitude for once more the Creator awakens us in the morning and collects us to the lesson in the preparation for the lesson? So therefore, I think there's no problem in being in joy.
It all depends on us having each other. Like every friend now said, so we try to appreciate our goal. If we try to appreciate our goal to make it important to each other, then every effort we make can bring us joy. And we have many opportunities, many examples of this. Everything depends on the importance that we give each other regarding the goal and our path.
Yes, this importance we need to constantly uplift and raise up. We know this. And this is the joy that we always have. A new place from which.
Bir sözü demek ister, her insanın canı bir yolda gitmek ister. Her seher insan durur, hoşbak olmak çalışır. Bu fikri özünle her yola o aparır. Bu sözü bir adı var, bu yolun bir tadı var. Unutma beni kardeş, özünle beni yapar, özünle beni yapar. Özünle beni yapar. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik bu sözü biz eşitirik. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, ancak onu eşitirik. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, bir yolda biz çalışırık. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, bir yolda biz sevilirik. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, bir can örek olmak isterik. Bir can örek olmak isterik. Bir can örek olmak isterik. Bir can örek olmak isterik. Lay lay lay lay lay lay. Lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay. Lay lay lay lay lay lay lay. Lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay. İstirik biz ancak tüm dünya hoşbakt olsun. Her canın yüreğinde sevgi canında olsun. Ancak bu güzel yolda yürek çoklu sevinler. İnsan insana sevgi dost kardeş olar. Bu sözü bir adı var, bu yolun bir adı var. Unutma beni kardeş, özünle beni yapar. Özünle beni yapar. Özünle beni yapar. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, bu sözü biz eşitirik. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, ancak onu istirik. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, bir yolda biz çalışırık. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, bir yolda biz sevinirik. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, bir can örek olmak isterik. Bir can örek olmak isterik. Bir can örek olmak isterik. Bir can örek olmak isterik. Lay lay lay lay lay lay lay. Birlik birlik lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay.
We'll read an excerpt from the Zohar for All. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to also sit together. These are the friends as they sit together and are not separated from each other. At first, they seem like people at war, wishing to kill one another. Then they return to being in brotherly love. The Creator says about them, Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to also sit together. The world also comes to include the Shekhinah with them. Moreover, the Creator listens to their words, and He has contentment, and He delights with them. As it is written, then, and you, the friends who are here, as you are in fondness and love beforehand, henceforth you will also not part until the Creator rejoices with you and summons peace upon you. And by your merit, there will be peace in the world. As it is written, for the sake of my brothers and my friends, let me say, let peace be in you.
A question for an active workshop in the 10. How, as we sit together, together with our brothers, will we be able to rejoice the Creator? Again, how can we give contentment to the Creator by being together in joy with the friends?
The Creator is like a good father. When is he happy? He's happy when his children are happy, when they connect, when they play together. This is what we have to do, to be together, to be connected. And by that, we will make the Upper One happy.
Our joy is from the Upper Light inviting us what it to be, what it is like being like Him.
The joy is out of the fact that we have an opportunity to gather, to engage in this wisdom. The fact that we have that opportunity, that truly brings joy.
Our very assembling in this lesson is truly like sitting with our brothers as we have an opportunity to be a vessel for the Creator. The moment we're a vessel for Him, for sure, we're giving Him joy. And there's all the conditions now to implement all that's written in this question.
Yes, the joy is not for ourselves, because otherwise it would be egoistic that we're simply gathering and having a good time, but rather all the pleasure, all the joy, all the power from the gathering, we want to pass it up. We want to do it in order to reach the quality of bestowal, in order to give, in order to love, in order to delight the Upper One.
There's a little trick He did for us. It's not that we need to be already connected and assemble around Him. Rather, we need to want to connect. We need to connect together in prayer, be in a request constantly, for, and a demand for Him to do for us. And for Him doing for us, there's joy in Him being able to be connected and do for us this way.
On our part, a bit more prayer, asking for the friends is a bit more contentment for the Creator. And we should also be happy that we're sitting in the company of the entire great world Kli. Thank you.